What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
One sleep ahead of the big game. By the way, some news and notes here, guys. This is kind of key right here. The Texans have elevated a couple of guys from the practice squad. Andrew Beck, who we've seen play that H-back, that fullback, tight end kind of role. And then J.J. Taylor, the running back. We've seen him this year be elevated. And Clint, right off the bat, you kind of try to read through things, right? We didn't see Erickson get elevated up, which means maybe they feel good about the likelihood of Robert Woods, who has not practiced all week long, playing. I think if we saw Erickson's name get pulled up, I think that's a clear thought that he would be out for this game. So, kind of reading through it, they bring up two. Andrew Beck and J.J. Taylor, your thoughts on what that may mean in terms of the puzzle?
Well, look, I think you mentioned what they didn't do, the move they didn't make, and what that means at the wide receiver position. I'll say the move that they did make with J.J. Taylor, unfortunately, doesn't make me feel real good about Joe Mixon's availability. You bring up another back. I would imagine Damian Pierce is going to get a lot of run. They're not real comfortable with Joe Mixon's ankle situation. Maybe it's just precautionary, but at the end of the day, J.J. Taylor getting bumped up there is not a good look for Joe Mixon and what this ankle situation has turned into since, what was it, Tuesday's practice, Monday's practice, whatever that was.
So,
I like the J.J. Taylor move. I wish they would have made that move against the Titans and got him some run against the Titans. I do think he's a guy that can provide a little bit of a spark at that running back position. Brings a little something different to the table. Definitely has more pop and more twitch and more explosion than, if we're being honest, damn sure Dare Ogunbowale, and he definitely has a different skill set than Damian Pierce and even Joe Mixon for that matter.
This is something that's made you more concerned about the Joe Mixon. I won't believe Joe's not playing until I see
him. Well, it doesn't make me feel any different about him playing or not, but it makes me feel a little different about their confidence that he's going to be okay and be able to play Joe Mixon's brand of football and be able to tote the ball 25 times if need be.
Damian Pierce, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, Damian Pierce, last time we saw him, had a monster game against the Titans, and I would love to see that young fella have a career game in the playoffs, win, lose, or draw. I'd just love to see it for Damian Pierce. But truth of the matter is, I hope that J.J. Taylor come up is one of those where we may see him on third down a little bit. We may see a J.J. Taylor package throughout the game. Not the trick plays that John Lopez on In the Loop was just talking about, but I do think there could be some wrinkles thrown in there. He is that caliber player. I can't think of one guy on this team, again, with the exception of Tank Dell. Tank Dell obviously has it, but, you know, with that twitch and that change of direction and that acceleration-deceleration combination, J.J. Taylor brings a little something different to the table.
Yeah, real quick, also, as we go there, Clint, this coming from Aaron Wilson a couple of minutes ago, he said both Texans running back Joe Mixon with the ankle and linebacker Azeez Alshire with the knee are set to play Saturday against the Chiefs per league sources. Both are listed as questionable on the injury report, but there was never a high level of concern about either player's availability. So that's reporting from Aaron Wilson there that both are set. Joe Mixon and Alshire are both set to play in the game on Sunday. I heard a report this morning, ESPN, they reported that Joe was going to be a game-time decision. So This is, I think, this here a couple of minutes ago when Aaron Wilson has great connections within the Texans. This is a good sign here, and what I expected. Now, I never thought he wouldn't be there. It's just his effectiveness. Is he going to be the Joe Mixon we watched all year, or is it clearly going to be a thing that he's hampered by an injury? So no surprise.
Yeah, and look, these moves, you know, that the Texans have made, like especially with J.J. Taylor, that could very easily be a precautionary move because if Joe does struggle, Damian's got to play more. So do you want your running back that's getting the bulk of the carries to be returning kicks? Can J.J. Taylor do that? Is he a depth player at kick return? So there's a ripple effect here that means, the running back room could impact special teams, obviously. So it could be a move there. Needless to say, I could get good and excited about J.J. Taylor in any role. Him touching the ball for me as a one-off, I think could be a really exciting, you know, one or two touches in this game. If that is indeed something that we're looking at, hell, he may not touch the field, but I'm not opposed to him being worked into this offense to some degree, especially with the lack of weapons, with Diggs hurt, Tank hurt, you know, obviously with Robert Woods, hip. I mean, you got some real issues. John Metchie's shoulder. So finding athletes that you can get touches to, I'm not opposed to it.
All right. That's the latest there, and we'll continue to keep you updated. Anything we hear about Robert Woods, I noticed that in that report there was nothing about Robert Woods being set to go. That's one we'll watch out for. And all of a sudden, with the injuries and the wide receiver situation and the punt return situation, that becomes important. All right, again, we're at Little Woods Rose here in Sugar Land. Make your way on out here. Have a good time. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. TVs everywhere, drinks, food. This is a great spot to hang out and get ready for the divisional round playoff game. All right, let's dive into this right now. And you know how you can get involved here, 713-572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. All right, I know that I heard Clint say he feels more confident than he's comfortable with. and I know Tyler's confident as hell. I cannot wait to hear these predictions.
Wait for best bets. It's going to be glorious.
Because I know if Tyler Milner does not pick against the Texans in this game, there's never going to be a game in which Tyler ever picks against the Texans.
Tyler Milner says he's still real optimistic.
So I can't wait to hear that. I am predicting again, as I did last week, a double-digit win for the Texans from Tyler Milner, just like I think the last all four of the predictions from Tyler have been double digits. I think it was that way against Baltimore last year as well.
Consistency.
So, consistent, baby. We'll get there, and we'll do that at the end of the show. But this is where I want to start things with everybody here, the family, everybody here. If your confidence is where it is, how many points do you think it is going to take for the Texans to win this game? How many points is it going to take to win this game? And I throw out this stat, and I said it a little bit, I believe, this week. In their last 12 games, the Dallas Cowboy game is the only game in which the offense has scored more than two touchdowns. All of the other 11 games, the 11 of their last 12 games, they have scored two touchdowns or less offensively. Defense has scored five times in that time frame, but they have struggled to put up big points. So I'm throwing it out to everybody, and Clint, obviously you could start here. How many points do you think it is going to take for the Texans to win this game?
I think it's going to take 27. But in response to your question, I'm not going to sit here and say the offense is going to score 27 points. I think the defense.
I'm just throwing that out there.
The defense is going to be, you know, obviously have to play a big role in manufacturing points, whether that's turnovers in field goal range and the offense doesn't get in, but we get three off of it.